over the next few weeks, that we're going to be doing some things in Daniel, and there are a lot of stories in there about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, more than just one. And I should have had a children's sermon on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and it's not quite that, but if you, well, maybe listen to some of the other things, maybe it'll make sense. But basically, I got some puzzles here, and I didn't ask my wife or other members of the family if I could use these, but I took them anyway. Yeah, and what I was going to do is talk a little bit about puzzles. And, yeah, take the top off that. Now, when you start making a puzzle, one, you always like to look at the picture and make sure it's a neat picture, right? And then you like to always dump out all the pieces and so that you can start working with it. And any that are put together. Now, whenever I take a puzzle apart, I leave pieces put together because I cheat. But Betty does it the right way, and if there's anything that's left over from before, she takes them all apart. And you've got all these pieces here. And then you try and you make the puzzle pieces look like the picture. Now, that's easy enough, right? Yeah. But suppose somebody comes along and... Oh, man, I'm sorry. takes another puzzle and dumps it in there. Oh. And then they take another puzzle and they dump it in there. And then they kind of... And then say, okay, now make that picture. It starts getting harder, doesn't it? And really what you got to do is you got to pay closer attention to the pieces, right? So that you'll know which pieces belong and which pieces don't belong. And it's not going to be an easy task for me later today. But or for anybody. When you get all sorts of things mixed together, and you know, it probably isn't even going to help if I tell you that one of these other pictures was a Star Wars picture, and one of the other pictures was of fairies in a marketplace. It's not going to help at all. They'll still get things confused. Well, you know what? Our lives are very much like this, because we've got all kinds of things coming into our lives, and we're supposed to make choices about those things. And based upon the choices that we make, that really makes our lives, right? Now, we're told that there are certain choices that we need to make. And if we make the right choices in the right ways, then a picture will start emerging. And the picture that we're supposed to be guiding ourselves towards is the picture of Jesus. Our goal in life really is to become more like Jesus. And the choices that we make and the decisions that we make on all these little pieces that are in our lives help to make us more like Jesus. And it's more than just the length of our hair or whether we decide to grow a beard or not like Jesus did. No, it's different than that. It's the way our lives are. And to help us, Jesus kind of gave us a hint. He said, you know, well, he didn't actually say this, but we get this out of what he said. He said, yeah, if you want to make it easier on deciding what choices to make and what pieces to include and leave out of your life, then you've got three guiding principles. One of them is that you remember to love God. And those pieces which keep you from loving God, well, those don't belong in the picture, right? And the ones that help you to love God more and emphasize that, they belong in the picture. You know, one of the things he also told us is that he loves us very much, and we need to remember that. And that's something else, too. If there's something in our lives that keeps us from loving us in the way that Jesus did, then that doesn't belong there. But if we get a greater appreciation of ourselves from the things that we do, then those kind of belong in there because Jesus loves us. And the other thing is that we need to love others in that same way that Jesus loved us, and that we should care for ourselves. Love others. And so when we make decisions, if it's going to hurt do damage to someone else, we know that that's not a part of our lives. But if it's expressing the love which God has for us to others, then that's something you should put in there. So, yeah, as you start putting puzzles together, whether they be puzzles of Star Wars or of nice village scenes with the church in the background or other, and you think about the decisions that you're making in putting that piece together, remember that there's decisions that you're making all the times in your lives, and that the picture that you should have in mind is the picture that Jesus tells us what we can be like.